It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in this area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop along, say hello, and have a bite to eat, have a few drinks. If it's a sunny day, sitting out the front, nothing nicer. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may be aware that a bonfire in a little village called Moygashel in County Tyrone, which is a predominantly Protestant loyalist small little village in County Tyrone, had a bonfire. And on top of their bonfire, they had an effigy. Is that the right word? I think it is.
No, it's only when it's a person, isn't it? It's an effigy.
Oh, we'll call it an effigy for now, of a mosque. Yeah. Now, a mosque is a place of prayer for Muslims. And on top of this bonfire was a place of prayer for Muslims. And it was called out as being basically hate-filled. That it was, they were going to set fire to a religious building for Muslims. Now, the organisers of this bonfire in this little loyalist village called, whatever it is, I can't remember the name of the place, I'm worn out by them actually.
Mogadishu or something.
Moygashel.
Mogadishu. Yep. Yeah.
They argued that they were trying to highlight radical Islam. And they want to, in fact, it says it on it, secure our borders.
End the threat of radical Islam.
End the threat of radical Islam. That's what they said on their bonfire. And top was
a well-constructed mosque, actually.
Yeah.
Built by, a lot of time in their hands, these loyalists. Yep. A lot of time. The thing is, yeah, by putting, and by the way, this isn't the first year. Last year it was effigies of boats with people in boats.
That's right.
That they burned.
Yep. In that same bonfire, yep.
The whole thing about Jill, you know who the rest. And people were saying, how come this is only an issue now? How you haven't called this out before? So I'm going to be very clear to all of you. And you can listen back to the podcast from last year and the year before. Every year, we call out what I believe is the bullshit that goes on up north during the 11th and the 12th mm-hmm. of July. We've called out the sectarianism. We've called it out when they burned effigies of the Pope. They burned effigy of Pope Francis a couple of years ago. And people were saying, oh, the police, the PSNI didn't do anything when they put the Pope on the bonfire. Well, they did, actually. The PSNI back in 2022. Again, why do people not Google things? Literally, lads, Google is your friend. You can find out all sorts of things. Back in 2022... our lovely loyalist friends decided to put an effigy of Pope Francis. They hate everyone, by the way. They literally, they're the most hate-filled people.
Yeah, I agree.
They are
argue
the
with
most
you.
Hate-filled people you could ever come across. They put an effigy of Pope Francis on the bonfire, and the police were called, and the police did investigate. Last year, there were signs on the bonfires that said, kill all tags. Isn't that how you pronounce
tags,
it?
Tags.
Tags,
yep.
Which is their derogatory term for us, for Catholics. So the 11th and the 12th of July up north, it's sectarian and it's hate-filled. So I don't know why we should be surprised by this. But burning a mosque, whatever you feel about... By the way, nobody wants radical or fundamental Islamists in Ireland.
No. Nope.
In the same way, I don't want fundamental any religion in this country, because fundamental of any religion are often dangerous people.
Absolutely.
You look at the fundamental Christians in the USA, they were responsible for the foundation of the KKK. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You look at some of the absolute Christian nutjobs and evangelicals in America... Absolutely hate-filled. So any religion, fundamentals of any religion are usually a bit wacky and a bit full of hate. So, but to burn the building or an effigy of a building where people go to pray, and I just want to, I can't believe the turncoats down south, by the way.
Neither can I, I'll be honest with you.
All you so-called patriots who love the country and you fly your Ireland flag and now you're literally... You're more or less having dinner on the butcher's apron. You'd mm-hmm. eat your dinner off the Union Jack. Fair play to them. Fair play to them. I just want to go to one Facebook page. This is of an Irish Facebook page. This is an Irish. It's a different one. Reacting to this, yeah? Well done. This is a fellow called Mick. Well done to the lads and lassies in the north. Ireland is proud of you. Now, Nick or Mick Nevins has the IQ of a goldfish or just a very bad memory. Because he doesn't remember them burning effigies of our Pope, burning effigies of... By the way, last year, they tried to burn an effigy of the Virgin
Mary.
The Virgin Mary. This is how low these fuckers actually are.
We've had our politicians, Leo Varadkar, Mary Lou MacDonald, and on nearly every bloody bonfire, the Irish flag, our tricolour,
every year.
Gets burned on loyalist bonfires.
So there's no depths that these people will stoop to. They are the lowest of the... They hate everybody, and they use the 11th and the 12th, by the way, which I think they're entitled to celebrate. They're entitled to celebrate. It's the way they celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's done in a sectarian way. They hate all of us. And to see our own people, our own so-called patriots with their Irish flags in their profile pictures, literally saying, well done to the loyalists, well done to... It reminds me of the time that the L. Kulak says no lads went...
We're up in Belfast. Yeah,
went up and said, oh, we're all buddies now. We're all buddies now. I have to be honest with you. You make me sick.
Okay, so sick. As we're recording this podcast, last night, the police service in the north said they were going to go in and take off the mosque off the top of the bonfire. So what did the community do? They said, fuck this, we're going to set it on fire now. So it wasn't actually meant to be set alight until tonight, but it was set alight last night because the police were about to move in. So just have a listen
and
to this.
Just again, we have to make this very clear. To suggest that the police have not investigated this before, they did investigate it when there was an effigy of the Pope, and it was investigated by the police as well when there was an effigy of the Virgin Mary put on the bonfire as well. They just didn't make any arrests. And this should have been done years ago. This shite should have been... Burn your bonfire. Whatever you want to do, burn your bonfire. But when you start putting our flag on it, when you start putting, you know, posters of Sinn Féin candidates on them, you start putting the Virgin Mary, even though I'm not religious, I find that disgusting.
And this is the whole point, that can you imagine the reaction if we saw a bonfire from, I don't know, Iran or somewhere in the Middle East, yeah? And they have a massive big bonfire, and at the top of the bonfire is what looks like a Christian church, a Catholic church on the top of the bonfire.
Well, the loyalists would never have a problem with that, they'd probably like
but
the
But no,
match.
A Christian-looking like church, okay?
Yeah.
Church of Ireland churches look very similar. And there was an obvious Christian church at the top of this bonfire, there would be absolute uproar. There would be murder over
Mary is, or sorry, Tara O'Sullivan, who just dropped onto the comments there, just wanted, because she obviously wasn't listening or has hard of hearing. They can burn ours and it's okay. Talk about double standards. Tara, can I be very clear with you? It has never been okay. Myself and Adrian have spoken out about this for years. It has never been okay to burn anything that disrespects someone's heritage or someone's religion or someone's belief. That has never ever.
I think the point she might be making is that we haven't had arrests in the past when Irish flags have been burned.
There should have been.
Yeah, there should have been.
As I said,
but I think the implication is, there's a bit of an overreaction here because it's offending Muslims. I think that's the...
Well, no, they did try to make arrests over the Pope Francis bonfire back in 2022. I mean, that's in the news. You can Google that for yourselves. And there was a lot of uproar about the burning of the Virgin Mary statue.
Let's just have a listen to the bonfire being set on fire last night. So, wait till you hear the crowd here. Now, they're actually cheering as the mosque part of the bonfire on the top starts taking light.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Afternoon, lads.
Well, Sean, what is your reaction to the burning of a mosque on top of a loyalist bonfire in County Tyrone?
Yeah, it's going to be very unpopular opinion, which is lads, but I've no sympathy at all. The reason, like I said, I've been on to yous before in regards to similar topics. I'm a gay man, I've said it before. I constantly online, every day, all day, every day, keep seeing vitriol against gay people from Muslims. There's so much homophobia in the Islam community that's not been called out by the left. So I personally can't have any sympathy for Islam when things like this happen. And I know that's going to piss people off, but at the end of the day, I can't support people or show sympathy for people who wouldn't do the same for me. Like, if that was a pride flag that was put on the top of that, let's say, for example, how many Muslims in Ireland do you think would call that out or stand in solidarity?
Zero. You're probably right. I'm not going to argue. But two wrongs don't make a right, Sean. And I understand the point that you're making. And, you know, if I'm to be honest, in the Catholic faith, the Catholic faith also frowns on homosexuality, as well, you know. They don't recognise gay marriage. They fundamentally believe that homosexuality is wrong. So it wouldn't be the only religion not pro-homosexuality, if you like.
I do get that, yeah. So the first point you said, two wrongs don't make a right. I agree. Look, it's not like I'm going out wishing that people that do this are necessarily happy about it, per se. But at the same time, although I'm not necessarily condoning it, I can't exactly feel sympathy. Second of all, again, I know you're right, yeah, but especially in this country, there are still a small minority who are really against it. But compared to Islam, let's be honest, lads, it's a small majority in this country. A lot of people are fairly open and accepting.
The point that I'm trying to make, Sean, is yes, people in society now may be much more accepting than they would have been in the past, because people in society in Ireland now don't really follow their church, don't really listen to everything they say, because they wouldn't use condoms or contraception if they did. And, you know, people have become lapsed Catholics, if you like. In the world of Islam, much fewer people are lapsed Muslims, so therefore they follow the teachings of their church. The point I'm trying to make is, Sean, if every Catholic in Ireland followed the teachings of the Catholic Church, they would have very similar views about homosexuality.
Yeah, like I said, I don't disagree, but can you understand, like you said, like a lot of them are very strict with their religion. So can you understand maybe why myself and other gay men that aren't particularly thrilled when we are important?
No,
because this is the issue I have.
In fairness to Sean, you are right. If you were to go to a Muslim country and you were to hold hands with your partner or your husband or kiss him or whatever like that, yes, you would be in deep trouble. But then you have, I don't know if you saw the interview a couple of weeks ago with the captain of the Iranian football team and the whole controversy about the World Cup and the LGBT flags and all that. And the Iranian, he was very brave to say that the Iranian football captain, who was obviously from Iran, where homosexuality is, I think it's forbidden as far as I know, and he said, you know, it goes against their religion, but you do you, basically, is what he said. Whatever you do, you, it doesn't impact on my life.
So let me ask you then, Sean, you're saying you don't have a lot of sympathy towards the Muslim faith because of its attitude to homosexuality, and that's fine, and I get that, I understand that, but are you in favour, or do you condone the burning of a mock-up mosque, which looked very real, on the top of a bonfire in the north?
No, again, absolutely not. Like, I'm not necessarily happy it's happened. Like, I wouldn't encourage anyone to go out and do it. But it has happened, and I still obviously condone the lad that did it. But at the same time, it's very hard for me to find sympathy. And I think the thing that kind of gets me a lot is, like, I understand you said that the religion plays a big part, but I think my issue in this country is that it's not really called out as much by the left. Like, the left seem to just kind of ignore it. Like, the only thing I see week in, week out is lefty, even gay politicians have come out and tried to defend Islam. And all we hear is about, you know, like, anti-Islam hate and anti-Muslim. But
it's, hang on, Sean, with the greatest respect, it's not all Muslim. I have Muslim friends, and I've said this.
It's the majority, Jeremy. Let's be honest. Like, my
Muslim friends are very, very tolerant, and I know that they are, because I've had these conversations with them before. And again, and by the way, those loyalists up north, do you think they'd be approving of your homosexuality?
I mean, like, say
back in the day, Ian Paisley, as in the Da Ian Paisley, would he have approved of your gay relationship?
I mean, I can't say, probably not.
No, there's probably not. Ulster, and not all of them are the same, but Ulster loyalists, yeah, would be fairly, fairly backward in their thinking about the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, and again, I do understand that, but like I said, I think, though, people are more willing to call out. Like, even yourself, lad, I've been listening to you since the phone show days, you know. You've often on this show had various topics in regards to, like, Muslim hate or people hating foreigners, and you've even called out a few people. Like, if an Irish lad gets on and is homophobic on the air, you'll call him out. But I don't think, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I have never heard a topic of you guys actually calling out Muslims and their attitude to homosexuals. Like,
I'll do it now and I'll call it out. I don't think anybody should hate anybody based on their religion.
And Sean, to be honest with you, the reason we've probably never called it out is I've never actually seen it. You're saying that you see online hate from Muslims.
I've seen it as well.
Why aren't we talking about it then? Why haven't we spoken about it?
There's a story in Turkey that happened there last week where a gay cruise ship went to dock and Turkey basically told them, no, sorry, we don't accept your lifestyle. You can't dock here. And they had to, you know what I mean? Like, so it's all right for them to deny people entry to a country, to their country.
Hearing from you is beliefs, particularly where it comes to homosexuality, you don't have an awful lot of sympathy for Islam, and if people decide to burn a small little mini mosque on the top of a bonfire, you're not really fazed by that, are you?
So it's not enough. Like, it's, like I said, it's very hard to have. I'm not necessarily happy about it, you know. I'm not punching the air. Obviously, I encourage people not to do it. But obviously, the situation has happened, and now that it has happened, yeah, it is very hard. Exactly like I said, like, if that was a pride flag, would the Muslims stand with me in solidarity? I don't think so. So that's just, that's my point, is that.
No, you are. And I do take your point. Okay. Well, let me ask you another question then. What is your view on people from this side of the border with whom there will be no love lost with the loyalist community? In other words, there is likely to burn our flag as they are to burn that mosque. What is your view on people actually from down here supporting them and burning the mosque?
Yeah, I think it is kind of a bit hypocritical considering that every other year it's the Irish flag. So I do kind of get it from that aspect, yeah. But that's the same thing. Like, I don't necessarily agree with them burning the Irish flag either.
No, nobody does, I'm sure.
But at the same time, like, I understand this. But let's not, like, act like that we down here don't also give, like, yes, we're not burning bonfires and stuff, but, like, we give the Brits just as much shit as well. So it's not exactly like it's a one-way sort of, if you know what I mean. It's not like it's one way of just saying, hey, you know, it's like we're perfectly capable to give it back to them, you know. So it's just the way it is.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to...
Before you go, because this is important. Oh. Nicola just said there, they have never called out any Muslims, and that's why people think they have an agenda. Sorry, I just did, Nicola. And if it came up as a topic before, and I call out anybody that hates somebody's sexuality based on their religion, okay? And record it on your phone, Nicholas, so you can have it the next time, so you know that we actually said it. Are you going to say it as well, Adrian?
Yep, absolutely.
And yes, during the Pride Month, which went on way too long, I'm joking. During the Pride Month, I did see lots of commentary. Sean is right. I saw lots of commentary online from obviously Muslim people, you could tell by the names and stuff like that, literally saying, no, you get it from here as well, but literally saying disgusting things about the gay community. So Sean, as a gay man, seeing that, Adrian, you can imagine how he feels. Now, as I said, it's not all, the Muslim people I know are very, very, very tolerant people, but with anything, you're as likely to get that hatred from the Muslim community, Sean, as you are from the likes of people who support the Burke family. You know, they don't approve of. You call up to the Burke's house with your boyfriend holding hands, saying, can I stay for dinner and see what Mrs. Burke says to you? Do you think she'd invite you and your partner in for dinner?
Oh no, yeah, again, like I'm not gonna disagree, but like I'm not exactly scared of the Burks. Like I'm definitely more scared of radical Islam in this country than I am for people like the Burks. Like the Burks are a small minority, and I know what you're saying, not all Muslims seem that way, but compared to the Irish Catholics, it's a vast majority. Okay. Like it's very hard. I've even seen Catholics in this country who may have been raised Catholic and even now are a bit more relaxed, but it's like with the Muslims, it's like it's very hard for them to come out of that way of thinking, even if they have lived here. So I think they're more inclined to stick with their beliefs, whereas Catholics in this country have kind of
moved away
eased
from
up a bit.
Yep. All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What do you think of people from the South sending messages, and we've gotten messages in here, we've seen them on Facebook pages, supporting loyalists burning a mosque on top of a bonfire?
It's horrible as such hate-filled Islamophobia is going on. Anybody here in the public who condones what happened up in Northern is a traitor to this country. And you know, they're probably going to be burning a bonfire with our flag on it tomorrow night or even tonight. I guarantee that. So will they be condoning that like they condone this? That they bloody wouldn't. There is good and bad in all faiths. And the man Sean was there, I mean, he must forget that a lot of Christians are very tolerant of the gay community either.
We have said that to him, and what I said to him was, if, and it doesn't happen anymore, but if the people in Ireland who declare themselves as Catholic were to follow the exact teachings of the Catholic Church, they too would have a problem with the gay community. We've moved on from that, but it's not unique to Islam, is the point I was making.
Yeah, plus there is a fact that there are Muslims here who do a lot of good work, like the Muslim Sisters of Aria, who often feed the homeless, so they keep getting harassed by the bigots, the Islamophobic scum in this country.
When you hear people supporting, and I'm about to talk to one in a second, supporting the burning of this mosque on this bonfire in County Tyrone, what do you think of people who fully support this?
As I said earlier, they are traitors to this country, and they are an absolute disgrace. Shame on anyone who condones that. Honestly, they should just ban those bonfires and do it all together. Just ban that and stop it all together outright. Just stop it from happening.
Okay, but you know, and I know, Anthony, it is part of loyalist tradition to have bonfires on the 11th
night. Well, they should have the police there to stop it. That's what they should do, with the batons, and stop it.
Well, stop all bonfires?
Yes, ban it all together outright. Ban it all. Ban that. Just stop it. Can't just want to keep going on. That's just going to keep fueling hatred. If you keep letting bonfires happen like that, it'll just keep condoning.
Okay, but here's the way it is. Here's the way it is, Anthony. Anthony, I agree with you. I think the bonfire should be banned, but I can tell you what would happen if they.
Sorry, let's talk about tolerance and understanding other traditions.
No, for anything, for the some of them are built right beside houses and stuff.
So Halloween bonfires as well to be banned?
No,
them?
They're not the height of those bloody bonfires, are they?
Oh, it's the height that's the issue, is it?
No, but they should be banned because, well, first the environment, then safety.
What do you mean we'd have to ban Halloween bonfires?
I was going to say, it's the lesser of two evils. If you ban those bonfires, there'd be riots up there every 11th and 12th. They just riot. So the PSNI are probably like, it's the lesser two evils. Let them have their bonfires. But that whole thing about them.
But sorry, Jeremy, hang on. Fundamentally, the burning of bonfires on the 11th of July is a traditional thing in the unionist community and the loyalist community in the North.
No problem.
You want to stop that?
No, it's the sectarianism of it. That as soon as one Irish flag went on one of those bonfires years ago, that should have been pulled down and said, lads, you can have your bonfires, you start your shit, you start start burning things, you start burning effigies, that's it, the bonfires are coming down. But they weren't. Back in the day, the RUC, as they were called back in the day, they were terrified to say boo to the loyalists up there, and terrified to tell them to take down flags. Like, all you have to do, I'm not a big patriot or Republican or anything like that, but when I see the bonfires, I'm looking at photographs here of the bonfires in years gone by, and bonfire literally swarmed with tricolours being burned to the ground. The Virgin Mary, even though I'm not religious, being burnt to the ground. Last year, they actually built, like, they have so much time in their hands, these people at work, they built a whole boat and burned the boat people. Like, Jesus Christ, talk about, that is Neanderthal thinking, Adrian. I don't care what, that is Neanderthal behaviour.
Okay, but I want to turn that on its head,
really,
okay?
And
a couple of years ago, back in 2022, there was an example.
And that's why we never have a United Ireland, by the way.
No, I'm
imagine
about to
burn one of them down in Finglas or something.
Sorry, I'm
like
about
that.
To give you an opposite example. In Derry, in 2022, there was a massive bonfire that had pictures of the Queen, the Union Jack on it, the exact opposite to what loyalists do. That's not right either.
No, it's tit for tat. And I said that at the time when Elizabeth died. Do you remember they were all singing at football matches, Lizzie's in a box, in a box? I said that was disgusting as well. Just end the bloody hate, guys. Just end the hate. Celebrate your 11th and 12th of July. But doesn't, and again, do the bonfires. Have the bonfires. You know, you put so much work into it. You put months of work into it. Burn the bonfires or whatever you do, but stop inciting hatred with the bomb. That's what it is. And I'm telling you now, to all you people who say you're patriots, saying our brothers up north are doing a great job, you're fucking sellouts. And pardon my French, you are fucking sellouts, because you're literally wrapping your arms around the very people who cannot stand you. And if you think you're buddies with the loyalists up north, go up there tomorrow. Go up there tomorrow in your Southern Reg car.
And pull up at a bonfire.
And pull up at a bonfire with your tricolour wrapped around you singing wolf tone songs and see how long you last there. You absolute spineless fucks. Thank you.
Henry.
Hi, guys. I'd just like to say there, the so-called patriots, congratulating loyalists on burning effigies on top of their bonfires, and they'd burned, you know, the mosque, they burned the Virgin Mary statue, they burned the Irish tricolour and everything. And when they're saying well done to loyalists, right, and they say they would support loyalists, that would be a bit like the Black Panthers in the US joining forces with the Ku Klux Klan and vice versa.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
What's going on with this?
Joey, what's your reaction to the uproar over the burning of a mosque on top of a bonfire in the north last night?
What's the big deal about it, really?
What's the big deal about it?
Obviously, you're saying about the bonfires, that's a tradition, yeah? So, like, the bonfire is a tradition, and then also I'm seeing there is a message. I mean, that's what they don't want no more. They don't want mosques, and they don't want no more fucking immigrants over here. So where's the hatred coming from?
The hatred is literally the burning of a religious building. A mosque is a religious building. If you saw a bonfire somewhere in the Middle East with a Catholic church atop of it, or a Christian church, you would be incensed.
And how many churches in the UK and Ireland have actually been burned in the past 5 or 10 years?
Meaning what?
Well, I don't know. I don't have the stats. You have the stats.
So you're giving out about a mosque, a fake mosque, a cardboard mosque, or like at most a wooden mosque, yeah, on top of a bonfire.
Yeah, but it's what it represents, Joey.
How many churches in England and Ireland have been burnt down in the past 5 years alone?
I don't know. You obviously have statistics on this, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go on. Tell us a minute.
So over 150 alone, yeah, in the past 2 years, there was only one burnt down the day before, only hours before the attempted burning down of the mosque in Talbot Street. The mosque in Talbot Street that you claimed they never exist, when you had another fella on from Ballymun saying that they had to do prayers in an apartment block because the nearest mosque would be Dunshaughlin. So you said that there was no mosque in Talbot Street. Yeah, there was. So
I don't understand the point you're trying to make, Joey. Do you think it is acceptable to burn cardboard or wooden depiction of a mosque on top of a bonfire as a way of making a statement about radical Islam. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, because it's just a bonfire.
Okay, it's just a bonfire. That's all.
I don't think people go now and burn mosques.
Okay, yeah, but no, this is...
So there you go. But there'll be more burning of churches than actual mosques.
It's the symbolism of it, Joey.
Joey, we can all agree, and especially given what's happened in the last week, we all agree. People think that myself and yourself, Edge, and don't believe this. We all agree that dangerous people, regardless of the religion, should not be let into this country. Dangerous people should not be let into this country. Yeah? But the hatred that is displayed by loyalists in the north in July is absolutely horrific. And just to point out as well the hypocrisy of it, Joey, they are literally, they're giving out about illegals coming over. They are the original illegal invaders to our country. I mean, was history illegal in most schools with these people? I'm sure you learned about in England, you learned about the plantation of Ulster, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did Protestants end up on our island?
Obviously, they immigrated over here and stuff like that, yeah.
They came over on boats, yeah. A lot of people, if you are a true patriot, not the plastic patriots that go marching with the loyalists, if you are a true patriot, you believe that this Ireland or this island is all one. Yeah, and that the Protestants up north were the planters, as they were called, the plantations, and that they don't belong here. They came here illegally and they colonised us. Do you agree with that?
To an extent.
They either came here in boats or they didn't come here in boats.
Yeah, they came here on boats,
bonfires are descendants of those people who came over on the boats and literally colonised their country. And I'm sorry, the plastic patriots down south need to fucking read a history book. They really do. And I know I'm sounding like Bobby Sands here now at this stage, Adrian, but
you're not far off, John.
Bobby Sands would be fucking like ashamed of what your government's doing at the moment as well, to be honest.
Sorry, Bobby Sands would be ashamed of what?
Of your government as well at the moment.
I don't know. I mean, we can't go back in time and find... Here's the thing. We are all in agreement that dangerous people should not be brought in.
Absolutely.
Into
yeah. But Joey, I want to...
Then people are being brought to this country with hatred in them. So there's people being brought to this country with hatred in them. Now you're giving us about people from this country showing hatred back towards
okay,
them.
Okay, let me ask you, Joey. Do you believe that a majority of good living Muslims living in Ireland are decent people that will cause no harm to anybody?
Oh, you need to be a good Muslim or a good person. You can't be both. If you're a good Muslim, you believe in every single word that Prophet Muhammad said, yeah, and you should live your life by him.
So if you believe
you should live your life by Muhammad, yeah, and everything that he done was right, yeah, then that's not a good person.
Okay, do you believe?
Would you say yes or no?
Is Enoch Burke a good person?
Yeah.
But hang on, he literally lives his life by the Bible is his law. He believes that the Bible trumps any law in this country. He follows the Bible to a T. He believes, by the way, that God made the world and that the world is only a couple of thousand years old, even though it's
in the Bible, does it say to go around and kill the people that don't believe in Jesus? Does it say, and how many times does it say in the Bible, go around and kill the people that don't believe in Jesus?
We're not getting into a Bible thing, but the Bible did say...
You go to the Bible thing as well.
Okay, I'm asking you a question.
Sorry, the Bible, there's a whole part...
How many times does it say you should take people hostage? How many times does it say that in the Bible?
How many times? I don't have exact numbers of what's on
everything. But then there you go.
You just said anybody that follows the religious book to a T can't be a good person. Enoch Burke, I would suggest, follows his religious book to a T, i.e. the Bible. And I asked you, is Enoch Burke a good person?
And I say he's a good person.
Then you're a hypocrite.
Right. So the Bible and the Quran are two different things.
Well, they both believe.
A person that believes solely in the Quran and every word of the Prophet Muhammad you, is not a good person.
Okay, Joey, firstly, Islam has its roots in the same roots that Christianity has its roots.
Islam came after Christianity, about 600 years later.
Yes, no, I'm aware of that. But they believe in the prophet Jesus. They don't believe that he was the son of God. They believe that he existed. But sorry, the point I'm trying to make is, I had...
You said, Joey,
that somebody who is a Muslim, who believes in Islam, who believes in the Quran...
And every word of the Quran...
Can't be a good person.
A good person, no.
I spoke... I had dealings a couple of years ago with a surgeon. A surgeon who saved my life. A surgeon who...
This practicing Muslim,
is a surgeon here in Ireland, and he saved my life by the surgery he performed on me a couple of years ago. Now, how can you possibly say that somebody like that is not a good person?
Because he believes that every word of the Quran, of the Prophet Muhammad, and everything that the Prophet Muhammad's done was right, and he should live his life the same way. How is that a good person? What did the Prophet Muhammad do?
Stay there for a second. I want to just play a message for you from Damien.
Hi, guys. I think that unvetted idiots from Liverpool shouldn't be allowed into the country, and they should all be rounded up and sent home.
Do you want to respond to that, Joey? He does have a mind.
Why should I be sent home? Like,
I can't stand over that, Joey. I love Scousers, as you know. I'm a big fan of Scousers.
Yeah.
You can stay.
Anthony, do you want to get back in on this? He's basically saying that people who follow Islam to the core, follow the Quran to the core, are not nice people or can't be nice people. What do you say to that sort of attitude?
He is such a fucking idiot, because what about the Muslims who stood by who feed the homeless in the city centre? One of them, who was a friend of mine in college, she goes and feeds the homeless. When I was in hospital myself once with health issues, there was a Muslim doctor who treated me, who helped and saved me, okay? So if Muslims can be good people.
You're just a fucking idiot, Joey.
In the Quran,
so they're reading the book and they believe so strongly in this book. Yeah, how many times do they say to kill non-believers? How many times do they say to take slaves
and
of women?
How many times in the Bible? Fair enough.
Learn from your history then. Learn from your history.
You're just a scumbag. You're just spouting.
I am afraid of people coming to the street and taking my throat by knife. Yeah, I am. Because it's happened that many times on the streets of Dublin now in the past 5 years compared to 20 years ago. How many times have you had terrorist attacks in Dublin now compared to 20 years ago?
What even the hell are you on about? At least four terrorist attacks
yet in Ireland in the last 5 years. Is that lying, or do you want to deny that? Would you like to deny that? Would you actually be quiet and let me actually answer, you little prick? Go on then.
You were just saying such absolute nonsense, being rude. You wouldn't let me get a word in because you keep yacking on like a damn maniac.
That's a bit rich compared to coming from you, mate. All you do is fucking scream and shout.
You're just a scumbag, Joey. You're just a horrible person.
How am I horrible? What do I do to be horrible?
Because you're just a horrible person with a terrible attitude.
Explain to me, I'm a horrible person. Do I go around abusing people? Do I go around assaulting people?
Would you shut your mouth and let me actually speak?
I love that.
You forget, you ignore the fact that there are Muslims who are doing a lot of good work, who are helping the homeless, doing a lot more helping than other people.
No. The Muslims are coming over here invading your land, like they've done to England. England has gone. England has gone. I'll admit that I was myself. Yeah, England has gone, and so was Ireland soon enough.
Sorry, Joe.
Ireland is gone, and England.
Joe, are you talking about
England isn't going?
Sorry, England gone. The same empire that literally colonized half the world and plundered and pillaged. Yeah. That country, yeah?
Yeah.
That country.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what you call it? We got our just desserts, what do you say?
Some people would say that. I wouldn't say that, but some
people. You know what I mean? But at least I've got the balls to fucking say as well. I won't pre-admit things like that as well. Like,
all right, stay there for a second, Joey. Let me bring in Eamon on this.
The only way that loyalism will get what they want and block entry into Northern Ireland is to get a border put down the Irish Sea. The boats go from Calais to Dover. The immigrants come in that way. Without controls on the Irish Sea, loyalism will never get what they want. Therefore, the only possible solution for them is a border down the Irish Sea, with the Irish state then being able to introduce immigration legislation that covers the entire island. No other form of hard border can actually work.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, John has been on to us and he's a little bit triggered.
It doesn't matter, Jeremy, what Enoch Bourke is. And he is a good person. He doesn't go around killing people or hurting people. When did Enoch Bourke do any harm to anybody? He does believe in this belief. So what? Is he not entitled to? The problem here is the scumbags coming into the country, taking people's lives. And he was fucking blind as well to this. We had a little carpenter here this morning, they're screaming and fucking shouting, talking shite. Not one thing about the fucking scum coming into the fucking country and stopping it. Fucking give it a rest, lads, and get you our shit together, will you?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about reading there through the comments. There's hatred in all different faiths. You know what I mean? Like you said earlier, the Catholic Church. I mean, look at how it happened with the DUP and Jeffrey Donaldson. You know what I mean? You're talking about, Sean was talking about the unionists being homophobic and that kind of stuff. And look what happened with Jeffrey Donaldson. He ended up going to a gay sauna. You know that kind
of thing. By the way, can I just say, and I'll eat my hat if this does happen, I'd nearly bet my house on you will not see an effigy of Jeffrey Donaldson on top of any of those bonfires. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
Regardless of what he did. Yeah, no, yeah. You won't.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. So there is a lot of hatred within the loyalist community towards the gay community. You know what I mean?
Okay, but let me ask you then, Brian. You know, a lot of people have an issue with immigration. A lot of people down here have been supportive, if you like, of the bonfire with the mosque on top, end the threat of radical Islam, secure our borders, and then mosque at the top of the bonfire. What do you say to people from down here who are supporting loyalists in burning this mini mosque?
I don't think it solves anything, you know, because, you know, I think you ran a poll last night about a hard border in the north, right? I think you did. Well, it's yourself that did it. I commented on it.
Yeah, that's right.
It was us.
And what do you call it? I voted on it. No, it wouldn't be, because if we had a hard border here, we'd be back. It'd be against the Good Friday Agreement. You know what I mean? And you'd have border checks and everything else.
I agree. I don't have to show my passport if I'm going up to Lisburn or to Belfast or whatever, or to Newry. Imagine having to show this. Would literally set the country back years, wouldn't it?
It would, actually, yeah, because I'm from County Cavan originally, and I live close to the border, a town called Belturbet, which is only a couple of miles from the border. I mean, even back then when, when you had the checkpoint in the British Army on the border, you know, do we want to go back to that? We don't really, you know, because, I mean, I was coming over the border and you'd be meeting a British Army checkpoint, but we couldn't be invited to that yet.
Yeah, no, I remember it myself. But let me ask you, I want to read a message that came in to us from Jenny a second ago, and it says, I think the message they were trying to convey was clear. A call for stronger border security, an end to mass migration, and opposition to radical Islamist extremism. Now, that's what Jenny is saying. This mosque on top of the bonfire was all about. What do you say to that?
Yeah. That's exactly it. An illegal immigration crisis like we have here, you know, and somebody mentioned an Irish sea border. I think that how that has worked, I don't know. Because they went, you know, during the Brexit negotiations, they wanted to bring in a hard border. And thankfully, that didn't materialize, you know.
But the point is, where it says secure our borders, the argument was made that the people coming into Northern Ireland are primarily coming from the UK or from Great Britain. And the only way to stop that is to have border checks on the Irish Sea. And the unionists and loyalists in the north just won't go for that either.
Yeah, and they want to solve the problem, but they're not interested in the solution.
Yes, that's exactly the point that's been made. Okay.
And that's the thing, you know.
Do you believe that the mini mosque on top of the bonfire was an incitement to hatred against the Muslim community?
I definitely think it was. And they should have acted when they were born in Irish flags and the Pope and everything else.
They let it go on too long.
That's exactly it. You know, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And now there's a man in custody over. You know, and that's, as I sent you the article earlier.
I know, he's in his 40s or something like that, isn't he?
He's in his 50s, he's 56.
Oh, Jesus, get a fucking life, like, seriously.
You think he'd be old enough to know better.
And how did they get the thing up on top of the bonfire? That would have been quite heavy as well, wouldn't it?
It was an achievement, all right. You believe that it's wrong to be burning religious places of worship on top of bonfires?
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing is, all right, they're taking action on now. What's going to happen next year or the year after? God knows where will it end up, you know what I mean? There has to be a hard call to it somewhere, you know what I mean? And that's the thing.
Brian,
those loyalist bonfires are spouting hatred.
Thanks very much indeed for your call, Brian, and thank you very much indeed, all of you, for your calls.
Jess is saying there, maybe if RT and the news stations didn't report on the bonfire, it wouldn't be big news. That's Tony saying that. It was all over social media, Tony. The first size, people don't get their news from RTE anymore. Or news talk. They get it from social media. They see it on social media.
And social media made it into a story.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook long before I heard about it in the news. And it is big news. And again, just to reiterate, we call this out every year. We call out anything being burned on those bonfires that is likely to offend people, upset people, and cause hatred.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Next week, on future episodes of the podcast, we're going to be giving away more of our Opinions Matter merchandise. You're listening in to find out how you can win an Opinions Matter travel mug. We'll be starting that again next week. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the weekend episode of Opinions Matter, released Saturday at lunchtime.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.